Hey, good Thursday to you and happy first day of November with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. At Madison Square Garden last night, Phish did what they always like to do on Halloween, and that is cover an album in its entirety. They've done the White Album, Remain in Light, Exile on Main Street. They did a Bowie album 2 years ago. Well, last night they decided to cover in its entirety the only album by obscure prog rock Scandinavian outfit Kasvolt Vixt. Now, if that name sounds like a made-up IKEA word, you're on the right track, as Kasvolt Vixt doesn't actually exist. Phish gave fans many digital clues leading up to the prank, including posting a review and an artist page on the website AllMusic, and even a myth-making blog post on beloved indie radio station WFMU. They even inserted tracks by Kasvolt Vixt into the radio station playlist archives. Well, speaking of New York area radio stations, Alive 1974 set by Big Star for the Big Apple's WLIR will see its first official release on vinyl early next year. Live on WLIR features restored and remastered live recordings from the original tapes. It's got 15 songs in all, including tunes from classic power pop albums, Number One Record and Radio City, as well as a cover of Loudon Wainwright III's Motel Blues. Power pop at its finest, Big Star. Say, if you're into Syd Barrett and pre-Dark Side of the Moon era Pink Floyd, you want to know that founding drummer Nick Mason is taking a new group on the road that focuses on albums like Piper at the Gates of Dawn and Saucer Full of Secrets. In fact, that is the name of the all-star group, which features Gary Kemp of Spandau Ballet and longtime Floyd touring bassist Guy Pratt. Now, just in case you're wondering, given the contentious history of Pink Floyd, both David Gilmour and Roger Waters have given Nick Mason their blessings, with Waters saying he might even drop in on a gig or two. Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets plays the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis April 3rd. Hey, that's right, you're not from Texas, but Texas wants you anyway. It's November 1st. Happy 61st to Lyle Lovett. And Chili Peppers' Anthony Kiedis, who with his band yesterday surprised a high school with a Halloween performance, is 56. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!